Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say thank you all for taking your time out and spending one special birthday for me and my mom. You know, I think that a lot of people fail to understand that your birthday is inclusive of your mother who gave birth to you. So you have, obviously, mothers have two birthdays, and you have one if you're a son. But I want to say thank you so much for being on. I was kind of coaxed into doing a birthday appreciation for myself. And I guess without any further ado, let's just see who could tell you all the most about me. Please hold it to the PG side. This is my mother, Teresa Livesey. Love her to death. I'm a mama's boy. Dorita.
Did you hear me? Yes.
Welcome
okay.
To the show.
I want to, thank you. Thank you. Just like to say happy birthday to my wonderful son, and thankful for him for all that he is trying to do for the community. And I would just say good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good becomes better and your better becomes best. And just keep moving forward and remain positive and optimistic and knowing that the best is yet to come, okay? Don't let anyone get you sidetracked, okay? Be patient.
Well, let me just say this
prepare.
To you.
Yes.
Do you recall when you first started trying to get me, I think it was in kindergarten, first grade, you said for every A, you would give me $5?
Indirectly, I remember it indirectly, but you made a lot of A's. I have to give you credit.
Well, I
made you were always an A student. You
yeah.
were always
and,
an A student.
Anyway, this
high
was something.
And college.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we are expecting great things of you, okay? From you.
All right, well, thank
and,
you so much.
We're
waiting right now.
Have...
I think the one who just got me, so they calling in here shortly.
Mickey?
Is that,
yes.
I rather give than to receive.
Live each day to the fullest.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we're
full of cliches, but
month.
The one I'm trying to tell you is I got it from. You obviously could tell I get my, articulation for my mother. been a toured speaker, churches around, and also for her community service with Gwinnett County and all the other churches and Laban situations. You become sometimes innate and not able to do anything other than what's in your DNA. So God gives us all tools, but from our DNA, gives us a reason why
all
we ask.
All right.
Why.
Okay. To my outstanding, phenomenal son, happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
So I was just waiting, but thank you so much. I know you probably have to roll.
No. I'll hold on, and I regret that I didn't know in time to call some of our friends and your acquaintances who would be very happy to participate today, but I didn't have enough time to contact them. So I'm going to extend greetings from all the schools, from Bess Anderson Livesey Elementary School, where I am employed, and they hold Tom in very high esteem, and the school is named in our honor. And so we extend greetings, and from the community, the Promised Land community, where we reside and have pioneered here, and just everyone who know you. And so just keep up the good work, okay?
Mark.
All right. I love you.
Call in real quick.
Well, you know, actually, it stems from the nature. You know, the old saying is, nut doesn't fall too far from the tree. Apparently, it was a windy day when I, April
10, 1962. yeah, in Chicago. That's right.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
hey, the windy city, baby.
In Chicago, the windy city. That's right. I'll never forget that day.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, well, happy
very
birthday
special,
to Mom.
Happy birthday to you.
I got someone I know she admires you. I talk with her on you know, somewhat of a daily basis. 678-886. Dana, you on spot. Dana?
Is she still there? Dana?
Well, she's on a little, I think she muted herself.
Okay.
Here is someone like you, okay, like me. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to another Austin. Marcus Austin.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey,
hi, darling.
Hey, how you doing, Henry?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's so good to hear your voice and to help you to help Tom to celebrate this great, phenomenal day. You hear me?
Yes,
and to God be the glory.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you, sir. I mean, you know, I want to let you know, I told him not to be, you know, I'd rather give than receive, but this guy, everything I've done in my life, he's done. We both succeeded and failed and got back up and succeeded and failed and got back up. Listen, I need, look. We have permanent knee pads on, but we still get up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. As long as you can look up, you can get up, right?
That's right. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Marcus,
we
want
gotta,
both of y'all to hold on for
forward.
A second because I want to bring on
yes.
this one who got me to, you know, taught me into this first place. This is what they call the lookout lady, Miss Tricia Bailey. Miss Tricia Bailey?
Hi, Tom. Happy birthday. Yay! Happy birthday. Hi, Tricia.
Hi. Hey, doing well. It's good to hear your voice. And Marcus is on the line.
Oh,
hi,
Marcus.
Hey, Tricia, how you doing?
Yes.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Hi. It's been a while since I talked to you, Marcus, and Miss Liz.
Yes,
Libby.
It has.
I
That's
know.
Why it's so
it
good to hear
been.
From you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just what we want to say first is, Tricia, I'll let you run it since you got me talked into it. Tell me, what has changed in your life, you know, since you found a man pimp like me about business? About
please.
Business.
Okay, but please.
Well, like I said, first of all, Tom, one thing about you that I really admire is the fact that you have no nonsense attitude, meaning that you get the job done. You know what I'm saying? And from day one, since I met you, how long has it been, Tom? 2 years?
Yeah.
You've always been like an inspiration to me. Helped me to be positive, stay positive, and to be, you know, like to be the best business person, entrepreneur that you can be. You know, you just put it out there. You go for it. You know, you don't let anything stop you. And that's what you've taught me. Just keep going. Just don't let anything stop you. And when
well,
you
let me just ask
good,
you, let me just ask you, since, you know, the last 2 years, what have you been into? And then, Marcus, I want you to kind of mention into it because, see, the thing, what I'm saying is we are vessels of God. You feel me? And what we've given, what we get, you know, either you use it or you lose it, like Mom tell you, you know, anytime. But the thing is that you started with your daughter. Can you talk a little bit about the businesses and then the concept of your lookout lady and what you're doing? And then yesterday you were the makeup girls. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, listen to her now.
Well,
go ahead, girl.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Happy birthday.
Happy, who is this, Marie?
No.
This
who is
it? Sure.
Who?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla. Oh, we got an Austin reunion going on. Thank you, Priscilla.
Hey,
I'm
almost ready to see you, Mark. Next year is it, baby. You into my classification.
Yes, sir.
See
ya. Hey, say something. Hey, Mama, say hello to Priscilla. Cause these are the little
hi,
twins.
Hi, Priscilla. Hi, darling. I'm glad. I'm glad that you got the message because, as I have previously stated, I wasn't aware of the party until about 30 minutes before time, and I didn't have time to call some of our friends who would be participating today, who hold Tom in high esteem. But I'm glad that you got the message, and I'll talk to you after the show is over. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. So, what are you doing to celebrate today?
Well, we're you know, like I said, I'm focusing on the new year and changes, and listen, I'm looking at that daggum big mountain over there in the far, you know, I'm gonna climb.
Hey.
And so just like Dr. Martin Luther King said, you know, long life, longevity has its place, but it doesn't matter to me now because God allowed me to make it to the mountaintop. And now look over and I've seen.
And I've seen the
promised
land.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
So, with that, Priscilla, please hang on. And Marcus, but listen to this young lady right here who is getting ready to just tear up, you know, and give a good positive attitude to these young girls. Trisha, tell us a little bit about, you know, the get off and drive, you know, and the story about, you know, your you and your daughter who's going to be graduating May 7th.
Yes.
I mean, with all kind of accolades, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes,
she will be there graduating by Delta State May the 7th, and we're all so proud of her. But, okay, let me tell you a story. We started at Morgan, I guess Morgan was in about the ninth grade, and I said, we were watching the Oprah Winfrey show. And there was a young man on her show who was who had just killed, I think, a father and son from texting and driving. And at that time, my daughter said, "Let's do something about it, Mom." So I said, "What do you want to do?" She says, "Okay, I think I want to do something like make stickers or some type of stickers to put on your cars so people can stop texting and driving." So that's how we came up with Get Off and Drive, and we started a campaign for people to stop texting and driving. So when she went out to college, we still continue doing it. We would go to schools and churches and talk about, you know, tell students about the dangers of texting and driving. And from there, when we started the campaign, I had a character, a comic character in mind. First of all, as a little kid at about 9 or 10, I was called a lookout girl. And as I got to be older, I decided to call myself the lookout lady. Lookout girl was basically someone who, and this is what I actually did. I helped my mom. I helped my brothers and sisters. I would run errands for everyone. And I was always kind of looking out for everyone, okay? So, and my mother was a product of the domestic violence. So I was basically helping my mom and my family out. So I decided to call myself the lookout lady as I got to be older. So the lookout lady is someone who advocates for no bullying. I go to schools and talk about domestic violence. Talk about, of course, no texting and driving. And it is a superhero. So So yesterday I was invited to come out to the Mako girls, who are three young girls who are singers, and they asked me to come and make an appearance at their glow party, which was last night. So that's basically what I've been doing, going to different locations, and I do grand openings. This character has evolved into a superhero. So, and that's some of the things that the time has really inspired me to do. It's helped me along the way to continue, you know, to continue reaching, you know, different levels in my life and keep moving on and be successful.
And then you became part of Power Town as well, and she's doing that. Her daughter, who is going into journalism with all kind of accolades and everything, like I said earlier. I think she's already set up with CNN. But the thing is that she was with Our Town. Now, speaking of Our Town, Marcus, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have an Our Town. I'm an editor for four Our Town cities, Kansas City, Overland Park, Fort Scott, and Pittsburgh, in Olathe, that is. Mm-hmm. And we write articles to focus on the community, and we focus on the local community and a lot of the school events, and it's family oriented or articles, friendly articles, not necessarily the negative stuff all the time either. We like to focus on some of the positive articles.
Well, bad news sell newspapers and TV commercials. And so this is what is obviously we have to report it. If it's in, our facilities, in our communities, in our neighborhoods. But the thing is, there are so many good people like Priscilla, like Marcus, like Tricia, like Morgan, like Mom, that go underneath the radar, and only way you're gonna go on the front page is if you're doing something crazy at an elementary school, like trying to shoot it up, and that's the craziness of it. And there's too many good things going on around the country. Our town is in every zip code, 72,205. Snellville's number one out of every one of them, every day, all day long. Trisha also has her local life, and she's been, providing positive news stories and encouragements along the way. And what I wanted to say to each and every one of you, thank you for taking your time out of your Sunday to wish me a happy birthday. And Priscilla?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because, see, Tricia, I think Mom, she probably, both of you all were probably the lookout girls, too. Now, see, Priscilla's working with the kids, and she's working with the lookout girls and letting the girls know that, abuse is something that's not common, something that's not, regular, something that you should not have to experience. And I'm going to get Mom to come on, but Priscilla, I know you grew up with my mom, and both of you are both of you are like Marcus and I. We're like twins, different mothers. So Priscilla, tell us about how it was with you growing up, and you have a beautiful family of successful women. It's about what it is in our DNA. God gave us the ability and the talents. And unfortunately, a lot of people who, go through life never experience and find their real talents. Priscilla, can you tell us a little something about you? And what does it mean to be in Austin?
Whoa, that's a difficult question.
No, hey, that's going to be a two-hour
one. Well, as it turns out, the main thing is that Doretha and I came from a family of ultra-strong black women who were very dedicated in their own personal lives to assist those that were around them. It wasn't so much so that we go out and become part of this fantastic group or to begin entrepreneurship or anything, but anyone that was around us, it was easy to go and to be an encourager, to also assist wherever assistance was needed in whatever form was necessary. People would call the women soft-hearted. Well, that's true. We really were soft-hearted because I can go back as far as my great-grandmother, and I called her Mama Hunter. And what Mama Hunter did was, this is a lady that had every once in a while within an individual's lifetime, you will meet or encounter a lady that is just that. She's a lady, soft-spoken, even temperament, slow to anger, quick to listen, and love unconditionally. She would help the young mothers wherever they needed. She was one that would sit back and give you the history of what little that knowledge that she had as far as her great-grandmother, grandparents, those that came from Africa. The other is that she wanted to make sure that the history was transferred on to our family. And when you have when you begin to have children, that's what you do. You pass on that information because you can't continue the legacy of goodness if you don't know. And the first thing is that being a Christian lady, that's very important. That's the first and most important thing in your life. You've got to have God in your life. He's got to be in the forefront. I know when my children were young, I had them involved in church. As a matter of fact, my four children, along with maybe two or three other families, had multiple children. So if they wanted someone to do something, then they just asked one of the families, hey, okay, can you get one of your kids to go? Sure. Did we ask our children? Of course not. And the other thing was is that if you keep your children involved in positiveness, beginning with church, they learn, first of all, how to be articulate. They learn how to be communicative in all facets of economically advantage or disadvantage individuals that cross their life path. You learn how to become self-sufficient. You learn to depend upon the right thing, which is the first and foremost. God first, Jesus second, Holy, and the Holy Ghost third. You learn that whatever you need.
My competition today, you know, usually I'm the one with all the, okay, but she is, she shut me down today, and I totally agree with her. I'm reminiscing because my earliest experience of independence was after Priscilla's mama had moved to Kansas City, Missouri. I think I was 10 years old, and I grieved for many, many days and months, you know, to see my sister Doris move to Kansas City, where she lived there for 45 years. So at the age of 11, I got on this big train. Oh, and I thought I would have heart failure. They sent me from Atlanta to Kansas City by myself. But as God would have it, when I sat down, I met this lady who was going to Kansas City, and she just took me under her wings and escorted me, you know, all the way into Kansas City.
Yeah.
And every summer I would go to Kansas City for the purpose of babysitting with Priscilla. Priscilla is 10 years younger than myself. So we are going to mention the ages today. But anyway, that was my first experience. And, of course, Priscilla had the most, oh, boy. My sister was second to none, phenomenal. She was our everything, always giving, supporting the family. Marcus can elaborate on that because she lived in Kansas City where Marcus
lived. Yeah, she lived here.
She was your mom, too. She's a jewel. Yes.
A jewel, just like the lady that's talking to you, who is 21 years old, and the lady on the other end, who obviously is 11.
Yes.
Oh, you're trying to get some brownie for her. I'm trying to get some Christmas gifts.
I know. Well, you know about Sister Doris, which is Priscilla's mom, and she was such a jewel, stepped in to every family where she was needed. And so we will never, ever forget her. You know what I mean? It's been, what, 10 years now? 10 years or more?
Since 2001. So
2001. Yes.
Hey, don't mean to interrupt, but the ladies can learn one thing. When we had my mother's funeral, it was in the middle of the week. We did not anticipate having a large number of attendees there. Most of my mother's close friends had already passed from cancer or some other illness.
Yes.
You know when a person has done well, when you can fill a church that is not a celebrity, that is not a well-known community activist,
Amen.
Who is not a well-known religious person or speaker.
Yes.
That was a tribute to my mother as to how she lived, that she had so many people there that it's almost filled the church.
Well, let me say this to you. Every time that I talk to my mom and she comes out with her new little good-looking outfit, I say, oh, she's going to church. I say, well, I like that outfit you wear. She said, Doris gave this to me. You know,
right,
Mom?
That's right. That's right.
Mom,
I'm still wearing my clothes. And you're right. And getting compliments every day when I wear them.
Only reason I got him on because Marcus, I said that you're going to be on, Trisha. I said you're going to be on, Trisha. Thanks for being patient. But this right here is one of the top men, one of the leaders, city councilman of Snellville. He's also a very community-oriented leader. He's heading up Give Hunger the Boot. I'll let him talk a little bit about it. But he has religiously been on my 6:30 Sunday shows and festivals that are going on. Trisha, you can agree with this. And to introduce us to all the leaders and the movers and the shakers in Snellville. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my great friends and brother, Mr. Dave Emanuel, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for taking your time out.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be here. I just caught a part of it, but... as you know, my big topic is always Give Hunger the Boot, which is a local program to raise funds and raise food donations and also raise awareness of the need in the community. And we work with the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op, which is a food bank, and they just do a tremendous job helping people in the area. So always glad to have an opportunity to let people know what's going on with the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op and what a great job they do.
Well, thank you so much for your assistance, your help. And for those who are in need of entrepreneurship mentoring, you can please befriend me on Facebook. And that's Tom Livesey, and that's TOMLIV as in Victory, SEY. If you need someone in Snellville to be a voice, to be a business or merchant having situation or difficulties, make sure to contact. And, Dave, can you give your contact information as we're coming through the end?
Sure. You can always reach me at D-Emanuel, D-E-M-A-N-U-E-L, at snellville.org, or my cell phone, which is 770-262-2115.
Thank you so much. Now, also, Marcus, he's one of the baddest news editors west of the Mississippi. As the festivals are starting to come along this summer, spring and summer, Marcus, can you give your contact?
Yes. Now, you can go to ourtown.com and click on Overland Park, Kansas. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave Emanuel. I haven't spoken to Mr. Dave Emanuel in a long time, and I like to tease Dave, you know. Dave's one of the nicest guys I know, because every time I talk to him, he's always doing something great to help the community. I forget he's a politician sometimes, but I like to tease him. I like to tease him and call him Dave the Bully, because he knows yeah. why, but he's really not a bully. How you doing, Dave?
Well, he had to run off. He just came on for a quick minute. Now, to the individual who started the show, Tricia, can you talk about what's going on, what's coming up on your end, and your contact information as far as for birthdays and grand openings and birthday parties for kids? How about the Lookout Lady?
Okay, yes, my contact information is Tricia Bailey, 404-441-0075, and also my email address is lookoutlady10@gmail.com. And we are working on our website as we speak to have that up pretty soon. What's coming up next is we're going to be doing some, we're going to collaborate with Kids to Kids in Snellville. Is that right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some grand openings coming up. Also have, I didn't tell you about this, Tom. I'm going to be doing the Senior Olympics in May coming up.
Mm.
Of course, you know, we are seniors now, okay? Oh, so
Mom,
look
you
the
hear
how
you're talking to your son?
Speak for yourself.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Patricia, okay?
Hey, listen, I can tell you're a phone book in half or run a 4640. Well, to the mailbox, if there's a ticket.
I'm going to be doing a track and field, and I'm also going to do the softball call. So I'm going to participate this year. So that's exciting to me.
She's calling
okay.
you out, Marcus.
Yeah, tell us to keep us informed. Keep us informed.
I take all challenges.
Oh,
all right, Marcus.
Hey, Priscilla,
Marcus.
That's an awesome look. You know.
Yeah, right.
That is
right.
Awesome coming out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you better be wearing your knee pads.
Well,
I want to say thank you all so much for celebrating. This makes more than an ice cream and cake. It's more than a cart. It's more than a jewelry. By the way, I'm allergic to gold.
Like,
so, Marcus, if you want to buy me a platinum Rolex. We'll work on that. But the thing is that I'm more proud of those who are on here because they have done more or as much as I have. And most important is we multiply like rabbits. And Priscilla said, when we focus on the positive, when you try to help those who really need, my dad said it many years ago, some people you can't help. But those who really appreciate your help are those who might not be the ones who give back to you, but you'll get your rewards from someone else. To God be the glory to every one of you all.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Trisha.
Thank you.
Chill out,
Mom.
Yes. Patricia, come by to see us sometimes, okay?
I will.
All right. You're always welcome.
Take care of yourself.
Yes.
And Priscilla and Marcus, I'll talk with you soon, okay?
Okay, love you.
Definitely love
to
all.
Thank you so much.
Hey, tell Marie that, she's the last pretty woman that really got me.
Yeah, that's not story.
She's a beauty.
Yeah, the lady, but I would have her tell the story.
I would love to hear her little chant and her cheer, but she's probably out there something working on the Olympics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they had a skating party to go for.
Okay, so thank you all, and one love.
Happy birthday. All right.
And to you.
678-886.
So what?
You
want
to say something?
Hi, everybody.
Go ahead. Everybody's off.
Who
am I?
Tom, and I love you, Tom. This is your favorite cousin, Dino. I love you.
I love you, too.
Love
all
you,
right.
Too.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking your time out and enjoy the show. You can podcast here in the next 30 minutes and enjoy yourself. Now, you can also say something else good about my looks.
So what?
You can
about
also
your
say
look.
Something about my looks.
Oh, you're very handsome.
Hey, check it in the mail.
You get the work done. You do get the work done. Yes, you do.
Thank you so much, baby. Love you.